So we're about to start Maseches Yevamos, which is truly a beautiful Masechta, and there's so much to talk about, but I just want to give a small psicha to go through some of the basic yesidus in Maseches Yevamos that will come up throughout the Masechta. So the first thing we need to understand, so what is the basic mitzvah Yibum, is that when a person's brother's nifter, his wife is naifel Yibum, and there's no kids, so there's a mitzvah to be miyabim her. So this woman is really an erva. She's an erva of an eshesach, and an eshesach is an erva like any other erva, but the Torah says, b'makom mitzvah yibum, in a situation of yibum, you're allowed to be miyabmer, and there's a mitzvah to be miyabmer. So the question is, what is the lamdas of this mitzvah? How does that work? L'maisa, you have an eshesach over here, so how do we get around that isra eshesach? So the Achrayim declare whether the mitzvah of yibum is a hutra or dechuya. In other words, do we say that it's dechuya? Dechuya means it's basically a case of asei dechalaisa. You have a iser of eshesach on the one hand, but on the other hand, you have a mitzvah of yibum. You have the asay of yavam yava aleya. So the asay of yibum is daicha the leisasay of eshesach. So it works like any other asay dacha leisasay, that the lav is here, the mitzvah is here, and the mitzvah is able to be daicha the lav. That's what is referred to by the achrayim as dechuya. Or do we say that it's hutra? It's not dechuya, but it's hutra. Hutra means that b'makom mitzvah yibum there really is no iser at all. When a isha is nefas liyibum, when you have all the ingredients to have a situation of yibum, so the Torah lifts the isra shesach. There is no isra shesach akir at all. It's hutar legamre, and therefore the mitzvah of yibum can be mekuyim because there is no isra. So it's not the pshat that the mitzvah of yibum is daicha the lav of shesach, but in a situation of yibum, the Torah lifts the isra shesach, and there is no isra here at all. So that's the chakir that Achanim have, whether yibum is hutar dechuya. There seems to be a machlekes mishainim, taisis, and dafkim, and other places seems to say that it's dechuya. It works with the lamdas of a say dechalaisa say, but the Ramban in a couple places seems to say that it's hutra, that it's not working with the din of a say dechalaisa say, but the iser is not here at all. And this is an ongoing machlokes, many, many different rayas in the Rishonim and the Achrayim to this shaila. One nafkamina is something we mentioned in the end of Moed Katan, that the kasha of the Chacham Tzvi is brought down up here by the Maratzchias. The Chacham Tzvi asks that l'chare, every case of Yibam, there should be an issa to be miyabim the yavama, because at the time that the misa happens, the brother is an einan, and einan is patur min a mitzvah, so he doesn't have the mitzvah of yavam yava aleha. So if you don't have the mitzvah of yibum, you're stuck with the issa eshesach. At that point, she's an eshesach, she's shlabanim, and she becomes a surah on him, and even though later on the aninus goes off, and now you're going to get the mitzvah back, but we have a clown when it comes to yibum, the kemen shenesa sha'achas shuv eino oil yibum. Any woman who is usher even for one second, the issa eshesach comes on, then that can never go off and you're stuck and there'll never be a mitzvah of yibum. So he says, basically, every situation of yibum, you have a problem that when you're an einan, when the person is einan, it's patur min ha-mitzvah, there's an issur shesach, and now it should be an issur la'olam. How do you ever do mitzvah yibum? So we mentioned that kasha is only a kasha if you understand the yibum is dechuya, that you need the mitzvah of yibum to push off the but if it's hutra, if the pshat is when there's in the field of yibum, the Torah removes this iser legamre, there is no iser eshesach at all. You don't need the mitzvah b'poil to push it off, but the Torah is matter the iser b'makim the field of yibum, so it doesn't make a difference if the guy's an einin or not an einin. L'maisa, the iser is hutter, and she's not nasir shachas, and she could avada be oil yibum later on. That would be one nafkamina, as other tweets into this kasha, and kan makom l'hairich. Just to point out one ha'ara on the shita holds that it's techuya. One of the big problems the Achrayim have is the fact that we find that a yavam katan is able to be miyabim. If a yavam is a katan, he's not bar mitzvah, he could be miyabim, and he's kind of the isha, and he's mekayim mitzvah yibim pashas. Now the question is, if you need the mitzvah of yibim to be deicha the lav, a katan is not a bar mitzvah, he doesn't have the asay of yavam yava aleha, so how could he possibly be deicha the lav without having the mitzvah? If you hold a tzotra, so there's no lav here at all, it's fine, but if you hold it, it's a getter of the chuya. You need the mitzvah to push off the lav, and it's very difficult to understand how a katan could be miyabim. L'chari has no mitzvah sase to push off the lav. And this is a question that Achrayim deal with. We'll have to see later on, Mr. Shem, how you work that out if you hold the yibum as the chuya and not hutra. Another very basic shaila that comes up that Achrayim have is that when it comes to yibum, there's really two things going on. There's the bia, and then there's the mitzvah. And there's the bia, and then there is the kinyan of yibum, the fact that she's niknes to be ishul lechol davar, she becomes her wife, just like when you're mekadosh and yisha, she becomes her wife. When you're miyabim yisha, she becomes her wife. So there's the kinyan, just like a kinyan kiddushin, and also there's the bia of yibum. And the question is, what is the relationship between these two inyanim? Is it the pshat that the mitzvah yibum is just to do the bia? When you do the bia, that is the mitzvah, mekayim the mitzvah, regardless as to whether there is a kinyan or not. The kinyan is a separate thing, that if you do the kinyan properly, you'll be kinder and she'll become your wife. Or is the pshat that the kinyan itself is the mitzvah. If you're kainer, you're mekayim the mitzvah, but if not, not. The be alone without a kinyan is not a mitzvah. So in other words, is the kinyan and the mitzvah one thing, that being kainer the isha is the kiyam ha-mitzvah, and without the kinyan there is no kiyam ha-mitzvah, or is it really two separate things, that you can have a bia without a kinyan, you can have a kinyan without a bia, that the bia itself is the mitzvah. Once you're bial, you're mekayim mitzvah yibum, even if you're not necessarily kainer. And then there's a separate thing called a kinyan, and the kinyan is not totally on the mitzvah is not totally on a kinyan. These are two separate things. Just to bring out the nafkamina, lamashal is the something the Mechasinuch talks about. Mechasinuch is mesupik whether you need edim for yibum. Does yibum need edim just like kiddushin needs edim? And he brings rise that lachar you would need edim for yibum, and without edim it's not going to work. It's like edus akume. But then he wants to say that perhaps you only need the edim for the kinyan of yibum. The kinyan requires edim, and if you don't have edim, you're not going to be kaina. But for the mitzvah of yibum, you don't need edim. The mitzvah will be makurim even without edim. So if a person is miyabim without edim, so he won't be kainer. There's something missing in the kiddushin, but the bia, which took place, is a kiyam ha-mitzvah. So you're going to get the mitzvah without having the kinyan. That's where you see you could split it through the mitzvah from the kinyan. So this is another shaila: is the kinyan and the bia one thing, or could you split it? Could you have the mitzvah without the kinyan and the kinyan without the mitzvah? That's another shaila comes up. So just to sum it up, the basic shaila is yibum hutra dechuya. This seems to be a machlokes mishainim. Second shaila is, what's the relationship between the bia and the kinyan and the mitzvah? Do we say that the mitzvah is when you're kainaher, or the pshat is two separate things? There's a bia and there's a kinyan, and they're not necessarily tali habaha. And in Bez Hashem, as we go through the Masechta, we'll see different rayas to both of these shailas.